The problem with having people round for dinner is you feel the need to impress, and there are certain dishes that impress more than others. Coq au vin is one of them, but it's a bit frightening. So we're joined for tips and tricks by Gabrielle Gatte, food teacher, chef, writer, TV star. Gabrielle, coq au vin, not one for the amateurs?
I think that the coq au vin is something that you can do well even if you are not a great cook.
It is
an in-between dish. It is more complicated than making a salad using fresh ingredients, but it's easier than to make a quiche Lorraine or a souffle or a tart.
As a starting point, looking at the recipe in your cookbook, I can see that it's a good one for, you mentioned salads. I mean, this is for healthy eaters. Butter, bacon, cognac. That's the basis for a good healthy meal, I reckon.
In moderation.
Ah, moderation.
Moderation is the key in cooking, like in everything. Okay, coq au vin. Let's start with the ingredients. The chicken, some people might be tempted to freeze it. That doesn't work so well because you break the texture of the chicken. So therefore, your sauce sometimes gets a bit more of the liquid of the chicken, but you still want to keep the flesh intact. Yep. There's a lot to say about fresh food against frozen food, even if we are told that it is as good. For the top chef, it isn't. Personally, if I make a coq au vin, I prefer to use the legs than the fillets and the breast, because it's a meat that is better for stew. Okay, so there's actually lots of techniques to make a coq au vin. Traditionally, people would cut the chicken into pieces, put it in a bowl, put a few herbs, like a little bit of thyme, a little bit of bay leaf, some cracked pepper, some onion, some sliced onion and carrots. And then they would cover that with wine overnight.
What kind of wine?
A red wine. But you know what? The thing is that every region in France has a coq au vin. There's one in Alsace that is with Riesling. There's one in Normandy that is with cider.
Oh,
and there's one in the north of France that is with beer.
Oh.
So it works well. That's why it is actually a dish that is not too difficult. So that was traditionally. But at home, sometimes on the spur of the moment, you can still make a coq au vin without having to put the wine, you know, over the chicken overnight. So you start with some chicken. When you make a casserole, often you are told to brown the chicken. And that's good. But don't brown a chicken too much. Don't brown a piece of meat too much if you are making a stew, because that will dry it. You want to seal it a little bit, maybe create a little bit of caramelization, which is good for the flavor. But don't overdo it, because you want to get that tenderness in the chicken. So you brown the chicken, you add sometimes other vegetables, some bacon and things like that. And then let's say you put the wine, a little bit of stock, you cover it. Now, this is the key. It is a simmer. With cooking, you can cook something at less than 100 degrees. We know that now.
Yeah.
With modern cuisine. Years ago, it had to boil, it had to go fast, it had to be furious, to kill things, perhaps. Nowadays, we know that, you know, like you can cook around 100 degrees. So myself, I start my coq au vin on top of the stove. I use a cast iron pan, preferably, so that's another good point. And then I put a lid on. But not only that, I put some foil on top of the chicken and wine. And then I put a lid on and I put that in the oven. If I've got time, maybe just at 100 degrees. If I'm a bit busier, 120. If I'm really busy, 150. But never more than that. Ideally, you know, when you open the pan when it is in the oven, just to check that everything is okay, and you do that a couple of times, it should not be bubbling. You should just see a tiny, tiny little bit of simmering, and that is great. Now, when the coq au vin is cooked, sometimes, especially when you have cooked it in a pot, you have more liquid than what you want. And that's really an important point. So you remove all the solids, you know, the chicken legs, the little piece of bacon and all of that, put it in a bowl, and then boil that liquid. You can boil it now. You can boil it fairly fast to reduce it, to concentrate the flavor. So you have not a soup.
Yep.
You have a sauce.
Oh, fantastic.
And that's ready. You can then put it like that on the chicken, and you can put it in your fridge to reheat the next day. That will be okay. So it's not a dish that you need to do under pressure.
And how do you serve it? What's your favorite way of serving up that coq au vin?
A coq au vin, oh, you know what? There's different garnishes. Often it is actually steam potatoes. You would not serve roast potato with a coq au vin. You can also perhaps make a carrot puree, which would be a bit more modern, that really works well, or you know, just mashed potato. And in some region, they serve pasta with it, because the pasta mixing with the sauce works quite well.
The carrot puree and the steamed potato sound pretty good to
me. That's really good.
We're very lucky that the ABC's microphones are as directional as they are, or you would hear my stomach rumbling right now.
Yeah, I thought it was an earthquake.
I did too, really. It's very tempting. Thank you so much for helping us out. Gabrielle's recipe for coq au vin is on the Blueprint for Living part of the RN website. It comes from his book, Delicieux, The Recipes of France, which is out now from Hardy Grant. You're listening to Blueprint for Living here on RN with me, Michael Williams.
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.